that I am the way, the truth, all truth and the life. Holy Spirit, when he comes, he will guide you into the truth of Jesus.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Elevate Your Witness. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 18.
I said that transfiguration is a display of God's glory in the person of his son. In Hebrews 1, verse 1 says, in the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. Notice, Elijah and Moses disappeared, and the only one standing was Jesus. Verse 2. In time past, he spoke to us through his prophets. But look at verse 2. But in these last days, don't get it twisted, he has spoken to us by his son, the supernova. Moses' face shined when he came off of Mount Sinai, but not like this. Now in the last days, he speaks to us by his son, whom he has appointed heir of what? All things. And through whom he made not just the promised land that Moses inherited, or the throne and the kingdom that David was able to establish, or in the book of 1 and 2 Kings, the prophets and what they were able to accomplish at the book, especially Elijah at the Brook of Sharif, and calling a drought. Through his prayer, God shut up the heavens for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain. Very powerful, but that's just territories. But he's made his son heir of all things. The Bible says through him he made the universe, the architect of the universe. Verse 3 is going to give us a little bit more about his brightness. The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. Whew. Sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. What is he doing? He's separating him from everybody else, from all of the prophets and what they were able to accomplish. And he's saying, for you and I, we need to focus on him. Let him be your guide. Let him be your teacher. Let him illuminate your paths. Let him be the one that gives you instruction. Everything else points to him. And this generation has to learn how to take our finger, our index finger, and stop pointing at ourselves or at our own minds and start pointing people to the one. I think the modern day church has missed that. And God wants us to come back to him. Thank you, God. When brightness comes, write it down. Advantages come as well. Benefits come. Props show up. Rewards come. outcomes, improvements, and gains occur as well. For this church and for those who affiliated for this particular body and the body of Christ, I really believe God wants me to say a couple of things to you, and that is, when brightness comes, when Jesus becomes the guide to illuminate your path, he allows you to see with more ease and accuracy the work that he's assigned to your hands, and you will be able to accomplish it with more speed. You can see with ease when light shows up. My grandmama used to say, never read anything while in the dark. Brighten up the room. You will strain your eyes. And I believe a lot of us are trying to see God in the dark, or trying to see our future in the dark. Let me just cancel it right now. I come against any one of you that's been going to see soothsayers and witches and warlocks. We're living in dark times, and the believers are starting to, because they don't know their way, they're starting to seek mediums, horoscopes, and going way deep. Chinese proverbs and catchy phrases. Go to a Chinese restaurant, and did you get your cookie? Did you get your cookie? What did it say? Did it have any numbers? Am I speaking to anybody? What was that lady, Mother Cleo, Miss Cleo, in Central Florida? Miss Cleo. Believers sneaking over there wearing masks. What's her name? Wasn't Cleo, was it? We'll drive for miles to go and see a medium. Or drive for miles for a prophet to call you out when he wants to illuminate your path. Buying a new outfit and sitting on the front row shaking just so they'll notice you. New hairdo, all of it. Why these men don't call out men? Why they call out ladies all the time? A woman has to do it. A woman has to come up in here fine and dressed and aggressive and then call out men, and you'll see what it feels like when they affirm them in the spirit. Does that have to happen to shake you up? When a woman comes and lock up the man, lift up your hands. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. The people around you don't recognize your strength. What will happen to you when you sit there? Does that have to happen to balance the church out? It would be devastating. I wouldn't tolerate it. I wouldn't tolerate it because it'll hurt you. Especially when they say, I want 1,000 from you. And your man write out a check for 1,000. You be looking at the money, looking at him. What? Don't get me wrong, God wants us to give, but it shouldn't be provoked like that. When the light comes, write it down. It prevents fatigue and a strain on your understanding. If you have no light, your understanding is drained. You have to sit there trying to get an understanding, trying to comprehend. There's an anointing that can help you to comprehend. And there's no fatigue on your understanding. You can be sprightly and jovial in your understanding, running from one truth to the next and having the joy of the Lord versus trying to comprehend it with great pains and strains. Write it down. Illumination creates a pleasant atmosphere. Glory to God. And that's why we all must decide or choose to do certain things. As I was sharing with the brothers at the annual breakfast, that you must choose to forgive. It's a choice. Say that forgiveness is a choice. Yes, it is. Giving is a choice. Say giving is a choice. It's not a command. It's not a command. It's a choice. I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. You choose. It's always a choice. God does not demand anything for the New Testament church. You do it because you love. You go home because you love. You pay bills because you love. You come to church not because he's going to hit you with a hammer. It's because you love him. You sow a seed because you love. Ain't nobody standing over you telling you what to do. It's between you and God. I lay it out and you obey. You choose. That's how it should be done. Thank you, Lord. You choose a good atmosphere. You can create a good atmosphere by making a choice. Thank you, Lord. You can choose to have the joy of the Lord. I've been battling with joy and happiness. Joy and happiness. I have the joy of the Lord, but happiness sometimes seems fleeting. I thank God for the joy of the Lord. Because inside of me, I have the joy. But that happiness sometimes seems fleeting. But where do we live? We live in the joy. Don't trust happiness. It comes sometimes and it goes. But choose to have the joy of the Lord. Illumination provides light as well. As God financially increases you, if you illuminate it and you can see where your pitfalls are, you won't spend as much and you'll save more. Stability will come financially. You got to examine it. And when light comes, it provides sufficient value to that which was vague and dimmed. When light comes, it provides significant value to that which was vague and dim. What does that mean? If the person is in the dark, you may not see their value. Or if you're in the dark, you may not see the person right next to you's value. When light comes, it doesn't mean their value increased. It just means the value that they are or that they have or possess, you realize it now. That's why you can't be in the dark all of your life. When you assess the value of the people that are close to you, it needs to be their true value. That you're able to assess and determine while in the light. As I close, benefits of enlightenment. Holy Spirit wants to be involved in your illumination, in your elevation. As you elevate your witness, God wants you to be a witness of his glory from an elevated spot, not from a valley experience. He wants us to move from God brought me out and he saved me from death to I saw him in his glory. Do you all understand? I do appreciate him, and that's my praise. But what's going to push us in the future is not just what he brought us out of. I need to see the pillar. I need to see your guidance. I need to see you illuminating my path. We got some dark days ahead of us, and we're going to need his light. His light. We're going to need his light, his brilliance. His brilliance, his face to shine. Cause your face to shine upon us and we will be saved. John chapter 16, verse 13 and 14 basically says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. So if the Spirit of truth is not here, you will be thinking you're going after truth and you'll be going after falsehoods. The Holy Spirit guides us into truth. Not our studies. The Holy Spirit does. Holy Spirit. Signifying the holy. There are many spirits, but they're unclean. Unclean spirits. Disembodied. They want a host. But the Holy Spirit is distinguished from all other spirits as holy, H-O-L-Y. Be careful. There are many spirits, but try them, Scripture says. Holy Spirit, when he comes, he will guide you into all truth. And all truth doesn't mean every fact about life. All truth as it relates to the Son of God, the supernova. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, all truth and the life. Holy Spirit, when he comes, he will guide you into the truth of Jesus. Secondly, the Holy Spirit equips us with people that can help teach us or preach to us, to help us to process the illumination. Ephesians 4, he gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. He gave us shepherds, the ring finger. The ring finger. Going to covenant, the ring finger. Why is the shepherd so important? Thank God for the apostle, the prophet, evangelist. It takes the apostolic to start a church. It takes the prophetic to push you to Jesus. It takes the evangelist to make the church grow larger. You need the pastor as the ring finger to go into covenant with. That's who you stick with weekly. Why is that important? Because you won't know covenant and you'll forget it if you forsake this. Pandemic messed us up because it made people feel comfortable with staying away from this. God is bringing us back to it. And the importance of it. Well, I serve God for myself. The Bible says as often as you assemble yourself together, you gain strength. Thank God for Zoom, but that's not perfect union. Glory to God. Anybody that's fighting overseas, and your family can see you through FaceTime now and all of that, or through monograms, that's good, but that wife wants you to send a check home. Even if you're in the war zone. You can't just say, I love you and I see you on Zoom. Somebody got to pay bills, right? And you're still expected to write a check or to have it direct deposit and sent home. Because of the covenant, right? What's wrong with us? Covenant is covenant. There are requirements when you go into covenant. And God wants us to go into covenant. It's called the new covenant. It's a choice now, but you got to understand what he requires, what he's asking for. And he wants us to assemble. Glory to God. Not only that, but in Romans chapter 12, we have other gifts. A lot of people want to be fivefold ministry, but read Romans 12. There's so many others. There's over 22 gifts, not just 9 plus 4. They're like 22 gifts that God wants functioning, 23. That's mentioned in the scriptures. that he wants operational in the house of God, like gifts of government, gifts of leadership, gifts of mercy, and gifts of giving. Some people have the gift of receiving. They get mad when they give to me, but they want to receive. Woo, they feel the Holy Ghost. Man, I went to a church. I went to a church in Cocoa, preached, man. And I gave the woman a $100 bill. That woman said, woo, Jesus, my God, he preaching. I was preaching before I gave her the 100. When I gave her the 100, it shook her. Woo! It was a beautiful thing to see. She said, nobody's ever given me anything. They always come to me for me to give to them. You're the first to give me anything. This lady was in her 80s. No wonder she was shaking, right? Because people got the gift of receiving. They never, when God blessed them with money, they don't see. Let me give back. Receive for years and get mad. I'm out. Young man joined our church last year. I took him to dinner 3 times, hooked him up with a bicycle, made sure he was hooked up. He went to dinner with about 6 of you ladies. You took him out. He ain't have nothing in the Mercy House. 6 of y'all took him to dinner. Tore up from the floor up. The brothers don't do that with this man. Came to my last year's breakfast asking people for money then. Some brothers said, hold up, man. You're pressing too much. You're bench pressing me. He got offended. Go on Facebook. They don't do nothing. They don't do nothing. Nobody called me. Y'all, what? Ladies, oh God, we want to help you. What did I say I did? I took him to dinner 4 times, bought him a $300 bicycle, made sure everything was together. The people on the Mercy House made sure his rent was paid. But because he got a deep voice and he was speaking to y'all, y'all take him to dinner. Binding up his wounds. Tore up from the floor. One of our brothers said, take that down, man. If you equate Bishop in it, what he did for you personally, can you say that? You didn't put that on Facebook. We didn't, never attacked him. I'm coming out now just for teaching purposes. None of us attacked him. Just challenge that. Take that off Facebook, man. People clicking like on every. He's the most disgruntled person ever. Going off. Some people go off on their wives and they put stuff on Facebook. You clicking like. Watch what I do. I know what they do. Sometimes you embrace, sometimes you refrain from embracing. You still love. But you can't talk to her any kind of way and be nice to me. Y'all understand now? You understand? Be wise. I don't tell you what to do, but be wise. That happened a year ago, and I'm just bringing it to you now. But I'm watching. Toe up from the floor up. Take him out to a restaurant. Order what you want. Yes, I would like to have this, and I'd like to have that. And I'd like to have, make sure there's a drink over here with no ice, and then I want you to have melted butter, and I want you to have, I'm just listening now. Who's paying, man? You go out to dinner, he like, I like a man that know what he want. Who took the bill? You did. Come on, say, it's his birthday. He just showing out. It's his birthday. That's right. It's my birthday. I'm cleaning the house on y'all. Take care of a man like that. Remember the Lord. He should be the one shining. Some of y'all want to rescue your man. Let Jesus do it. Let him get cleaned up before he finds your chamber. Send him to us. If he can't handle us, he's not ready for you.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Elevate Your Witness, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2207-1008. That's reference number 2207-1008.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today.
Are you ready to belong, grow, connect, and serve? New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started. Awaken Women's Fellowships will resume in January 2023. However, Women's Sunday School is still every Sunday at 10 a.m. So make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary. Abishai Inspired Men, it is time to register for The Red Zone, the 2023 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event that will truly be an experience to remember. Take advantage of the combo package and remember to order your conference t-shirt and polo.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.